في ليلة من الليالي لست أدري ما تراني ظلمة تورني يا
الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to part 23 of your Faith Positive Ramadan Reminders with me, Abdullah. Today's is titled Power. And I've titled it that because Laylatul Qadr, the night of power, what we often call the night of power, is the night in which the Quran was revealed. And the Quran is so full of power. The Quran is so empowering. And if you're one of those who up to now is feeling so pressured by global activities, for example, the British referendum, for example, the Syrian war, maybe you feel like this such growing Islamophobia that your du'as are unable to penetrate through them. Let's look for some power in the Quran. Let's look for a powerful message in the Quran Kareem. And today's message of power is from Surah Mu'min. It's also known as Surah Ghafir. It is a Makki Surah. It was revealed to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam at a time when the disbelievers of Makkah were creating suspicions and misgivings in the minds of people about the teachings of the Quran Kareem, about the message of Islam, about the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It was a time where they started irrelevant disputes, irrelevant discussions. They raised objections and accusations against the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that the believers now were tired of answering them. They had grown weary. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this surah, drawing parallels between the mission of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the mission of Musa. So you look at how empowering it was, firstly, for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say that these people look strong and they look powerful and you seem weak and you seem helpless, but remember, you have to carry on fearlessly performing your mission, because the pharaohs of yesterday, we don't even know about them anymore. And also it was admonition to the disbelievers that whatever you're intending to do against Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remember what happened to the pharaoh and all the pharaoh's might. So what happened in Mecca in that day seems very similar to what happened what's happening to us today, where we're becoming weary, where we feel like the attack is strong and we're flailing our arms against the tide. But the Quran is power and everything is empowering in the Quran. And if we're looking for something that is so faith positive in that regard, look at the outcome of the people of Musa, of the Pharaoh who attacked the Musa, and how that ended up. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his ummah after him are being reminded that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you. And not only is Allah with you, but the glorious angels are with you today. So for today's Faith Positive Ramadan reminder, turn to verse 7 to 9 of Surah Ghafir. Look at it. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alladhina yahmiluna al-arsha wa man hawlahu yusabbihuna bihamdi rabbihim wa yu'minuna bihi wa yastaghfiruna lilladhina amanu. ربنا وسعت كل شيء رحمة وعلما فاغفر للذين تابوا واتبعوا سبيلك وقهم عذاب الجحيم. Allah says that the angels, those who bear the divine throne and those who stand around it, they all glorify Allah. They affirm faith in Him, but more than that, they seek forgiveness for the believers and they make dua and they say, Allah, your knowledge and your mercy embraces everything. So save them from the torment of hell, every single one of them who has repented, every single one of them who has followed your way, and admit them into those eternal gardens. They tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't just admit them, admit their parents, admit their wives, admit their righteous children, because Allah, you are mighty and you are wise. And they carry on making dua for us. They say, Allah, deliver us from evil. And whoever has been delivered from evil in the day of Qiyamah, surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown great mercy. So we're not alone in this. We're not alone in this trying to stick to our faith and trying to bring principles of haqq and principles of justice to the world. We're certainly not alone in it. And if you and I feel that we're not recognized and enough recognition is not being given, then the most subtle of reminders in Surah Mu'min is that Allah's malaika are conscious and aware of our struggles. May that be your faith positive reminder for today and forever.
الله نسيت ما قد كان وسرت في ظلام.